happy Friday, everybody. I think most folks, and we know there were certainly many people in South Georgia affected by the storm, as Mike said. Obviously, our folks down in Florida. But most of us fared fairly well, considering, Mike, I know there were a few deaths. But I say that with all due respect. Like, you know, the way this was talked about, and we're talking about Helene, Mike, you would have thought, okay, the grocery stores were packed, people were doing all the necessary things. And by the way, we need to. We don't know in these situations what's going to happen. But thank goodness this thing didn't turn out to be as bad as we thought it would be, at least in the metro.
Yeah, man. I know when I was making my run yesterday, I went down to the hardware store down the street. They were like down to like the last like 10% of propane they had in their tank because, you know, if you lose power, you got to have something to cook with, right? But I'm with you. If you heard the end of the show yesterday, I really was. I mean, I was trying to be as focused as I could, but I was distracted, worried about all those big trees and everybody else in my neighborhood. We really, knock wood.
Yeah.
And you just, it's just... It's the craziness of like that dartboard of where are you in the bullseye compared to how that storm moved like 10 to 15 miles off to the east. And then certainly I've got some good friends in Augusta that are, I mean, trees on houses, on cars and everything. So hopefully you guys made it through. Saw the news last night. So, you know, the flooding, it always kind of floods down near Peachtree Battle and by the creek. But there were some crazy moments down there last night and this morning. But for the most part, Atlanta comes through, and we'll be talking about the Braves because they can play ball today.
That is the good news. We've got plenty of football on tap as well. Brian McFadden is going to join us, co-host of All Things Covered. The podcast is great with Patrick Peterson, and he's a CBS NFL analyst. We'll get his take on this game with the Saints. We do not like them. We know the deal. This is a huge game for us. And, Mike, it's a division game, which means it's worth even more.
Man, driving up to work today on 85, and I see a Saints fleur-de-lis magnet on the back of a car. Louisiana place, not too hard to identify. You know, no, the tag, it didn't say tag applied for a car. I actually had a license plate.
Oh, wow, that's unusual.
But, you know, so, you know, I kind of passed because he's only going like 75 and left, so I just and passed. And then there's this Jack, like, now he wants to, like, chase and race. I'm like, what is your malfunction? So these idiots are already amongst us, probably sleeping six to a room, Carl, at the Hampton Inn. But anyway, Saints fans will be here this weekend, and hopefully we'll send them home. Those that aren't taking Megabus, hopefully send them home with their tail between their legs.
I hope so, man. There's nothing better, okay, than in the regular season beating the Saints. There's no better win. Okay, maybe the Cowboys, but there's no better win than beating the Saints in your division. So it's a big weekend, man. We're going to talk with B about that. Also, we'll hear from our quarterback coming up a little bit later on this hour with Dave Archer. It's the quarterback report. We'll get Kirk Cousins' opinions about his prep as he gets ready for this game on Sunday. And, of course, plenty on Georgia and Alabama, which is the biggest game of the weekend, guys, as we've been giving you stuff all week long. Mike said it. They're going to play. And we're talking about the Braves. So we head into the final weekend of the MLB season. There's still a lot to be determined, okay? But for us, this is all you need to care about. The D-backs, 88 and 71. The Mets, 87 and 70. And us, the Braves, 86 and 71. We are a game back. Those three teams are vying for two spots, right? That's what you're looking at in this whole ordeal, Mike. And, you know, with this Braves series, we said yesterday, whether one game gets played, whether both games get played on Monday, a lot of this is going to be determined over the weekend because the Mets are at Milwaukee, who've already clinched the third spot.
And remember, you and I were talking about this. We were looking at the schedule, and it's so weird to end, you know, the most important games of your season, and it's interleague play. But the Royals have got everything on the line. They're locked up right now, dead even, percentage-wise, with the Detroit Tigers. So they're looking to obviously improve their position. So you're going to get their best punch. Some Mets fans, I think you may have already seen some of this on social media if you like to, you know, bust Mets fans' chops. But they're complaining about how they've got to go to, you know, Braves at least are home. Yeah, we got to make up a series that was scheduled by Major League Baseball to be here at home. It would be nice if we don't have to play those games in the Mets, but I still have a sinking suspicion, Carl, we're going to be playing ball on Monday.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, I mean, the plus is for us, there is a negative, and that is the Sale situation because we know he would have started the other night. I felt like we would have had all the momentum going into that game. But Michael Harris is hot. You know, you look at his last, he's got an 8-game hitting streak going on. He's probably the hottest Brave right now. 5 straight multi-hit games. Ozzy is back. I mean, there are some things that play into our favor. But here's the point, guys. We lead them in this series head-to-head, 6-5. And that is why I think at least one of these games will have to be played. Maybe it's the first game, and maybe we, you know, win the game and determine, hey, with what's happened over the weekend, it won't matter. But us leading them 6-5 in the head-to-head matchup is the tiebreaker remains up for grabs. So you've got to figure out who's going to ultimately be in the playoffs. The D-backs clinch the 5th seed. The Mets win the first game of the doubleheader. And then guess what? All of a sudden, you know, depending on if they win over the weekend, maybe we don't have to play that second game because it's already been clinched. Either way, we got some work to do in front of us. And, Mike, I think it was Snit who went on the Steakhouse this week and said, every game is a game seven right now. That's how you have to look at it. So right. That would have been obviously Thursday, Friday, but it starts tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, guys, usually, okay, MLB has done this. All these games end on Sunday afternoon. Nobody has an advantage or disadvantage, and they did this purposely. But now, Mike, you're going to have this doubleheader on Monday, and they're going to be the only two teams playing.
So it's where it's at. I know we've already lamented the fact that Major League Baseball allowed for no wiggle room this year with the schedule because of the expansion. And look, I mean, the good news, bad news is because they've expanded the playoffs to six teams, you got to do it like this. But the bad news, if you didn't have a sixth spot, Carl, you wouldn't be in the playoffs.
That's right.
So you got to roll with it, and we'll see if the Braves can and do it. I mean, it really is a meat grinder, and if it comes down to the Mets and the Braves and whose rotation, whose bullpen can do it best. I mean, I hate to not have Minter in a situation like this, but he's out. So we'll just see if they can stay clutch. First things first, just can't lose to the Royals. I mean, it's a moot point if the Royals come in here and whip our butts.
No, it's true. And as far as, you know, listen, you don't want to – we will because we want to know what the Mets are doing against the Brewers. The Brewers can't sit everybody, but here's what they can do. They can adjust their bullpen so that their bullpen is rested for the start of the playoffs.
Right.
It's the last weekend of Major League Baseball regular season. So their everyday guys are going to play. They'll get their at-bats. It's not like they're going to sit everybody. But, Mike, the strength of that team, or at least one of them, is, okay, wait a minute. We don't want to have a taxed bullpen heading into the first round of the playoffs. Now, Monday should be everybody gets off, and it will be, except for us and the Mets.
Right.
But that's the thing that they can do. They can adjust pitching so that they set themselves up for success as they head into the playoffs.
You know, they're locked in. I mean, they really would. They need the Phillies to really collapse, and they'd have to sweep. So it seems like you're right. Everything you just touched on, they can bring in somebody who's, you know, one of their expanded roster guys to just see the, you know, eat up some innings. So they're fresh, and that's their prerogative because they won more games. They've earned the right by winning the division to be able to do that.
404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Glad to have you here, man. And we are happy that you're hanging out with Atlanta's number one sports station, 92.9 The Game. It's number one sports show. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.